Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And here's the verse that I want to highlight. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. Isn't that amazing? I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I wanted to lead us into a fresh experience of deep, profound peace and rest. Do you know, it's been a theme that Holy Spirit keeps bringing back. And I mean, I know I'm responding, obviously, with the Lord's heart and compassion for just the way so many of us are living right now, just stressed out, right? There's just so much stress in the world, so much fear and uncertainty, and just, you know, pressingly difficult circumstances that many of us are experiencing. And it's very easy to lose our peace. And the Lord's kept having me when I'm speaking in our international mentoring community and different things that I'm doing, I keep coming back to peace. Like, I want to impart peace and rest and help all of us come back into that deep place of peace. And so I've been wondering why. I mean, yes, it's compassion, and yeah, it's what we all want, right? And we've been created to live from rest. It's supposed to be our normal internal disposition, right, all the time. And you know, sometimes when we're up in our soul and we're in the storm of our emotions, so we're living there as opposed to connecting back into the inner seat of rest, right, in our spirit man, where there is no storm. And our soul's amazing, and it's feeling, you know, we feel our life and our life journey from our soul, don't we, from our mind, emotions and will. And then there's the depth of who we are as one now with Jesus by his spirit, the Holy of Holies of who we are now, right, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're living right in the center of us is God. And so there's no storm there. So when we reconnect, and this is a big part of what I try to do with our community, you know, our international mentoring community family, from time to time, it's so important for us to just remember and keep revisiting the scriptural keys that enable us to move from living from the outside in, so to speak, soul into, you know, going in to resting back into the arms of Holy Spirit inside of us, reconnecting to the reality of who we are as a spirit being who has a soul, who has a body, who's living in an earth journey, regulating ourselves, spiritually regulating ourselves to come back to that place of true, authentic us, new creation people, living the privileged life now of being able to be flooded with God all the time. Him moving through us out from the doorway of our spirit, right, into our soul, into our body, and out into our world. And he is peace, isn't he? He is rest. And so the Prince of Peace, who crushes Satan under our feet, is the one who immerses us. And we've actually, because of this, I keep thinking, why am I so passionate about this? Because I really, really am. And I mean, we've just created an amazing course, which you can jump on and sign up for that as well. Join the imc.com. We'll pop the link on here for you. But again, what's come out of my spirit is an immersive experience into rest. So the whole course is this again. And so, yeah, I'd love you to participate in that. If that's good for your life right now, that's a deep dive for you. You can participate in that course. But So I've been saying to Jesus, why am I so like this is just gripping me? And I remembered the very first encounter that I had with Jesus, my very first physical visitation that brought me into the kingdom. Some of you will have heard me share this before, some not, but it literally framed up the rest of my life. And now, 30 years on, I look back and I can see, oh, I mean, there's many, many layers and many encounters and many different facets of the message that I carry that have, from my relationship with Jesus. The encounters have changed me, each encounter I've had, each experience with him, each dream, each revelation, each every time the word he breathes on his word and it jumps into me with fresh truth impacting my heart, every visitation, like we all know, every moment with him is holy and it changes us. I remembered the first thing that Jesus ever said to me when I it's the first time I'd met him, and in that, moment, I was terrified for the first split seconds and then became immersed in love, immersed in rest. Well, the first thing he said was, "Come with me. Always come and rest with me a while." So for those of you who don't know the story, he came in front of me. I cried out a desperate prayer. I was in an abusive relationship many, many years ago, 30 years ago now. I was stressed out, full of anxiety, overwhelmed, just in a desperate state, living in anxiety all the time, risk managing reactions, living in fear. I mean, many of you will relate, in your own different circumstances in life, a lot of anxiety. And I cried out a desperate prayer and just said, "Take it, help," meaning take this emotional intensity right now, the anger that I'm starting to feel, the reaction, the triggering that's happening inside of me because I don't want more conflict, just take it. And as I said that, wow, feel him every time. So holy. Every moment we have with Jesus is so holy. As I said that, Jesus stood physically in front of me. He had a brown, a beige, browny beige garment onto his feet, black hair in a middle part to his shoulders. He looked like a Jewish man. He was about 5 foot 10, 11 max. So not that tall for a man. He had dark brown eyes. There was light pouring out of his eyes, and his face was iridescent. It had a glow. The light was pouring out of his eyes and hitting me in waves, wave after wave after wave. And the light was pure love that contained complete peace, complete rest. And like I said, in the first split seconds, I was terrified. I couldn't look at him. I felt very convicted of the way I'd lived my life. It's the first time really I'd been a sin conscious, to use that language. And I was just overwhelmed. But after, as the wave after wave after wave after wave of his love just permeated through me, this was moving through me and filling me with love, filling me with peace and literally healing, moving into all the fractures, the deep broken emotions, the places inside me that were, the deep parts of me that were hiding, that were just traumatized, overwhelmed, stuck in fear. And he bathed my whole being with his perfect love. Remember right now, Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, is inside of you right now. So he is fully accessible. He chose to experience, give me that experience. I would experience him that way. And it set my life on course and birthed in me the testimony of Jesus, which really is my life message. It's about Jesus and how much he loves us, and being able to encounter him as our normal life, right? And to live with him being the strength of our life, him being our rest. So those were the words he said. He stood before me like that. He reached out his hands. The wave after wave of his amazing love was pouring into me. Transformational love was pouring into me. His acceptance of each one of us, his glory, the beauty of who he is was pouring through me, bathing, soothing, transforming. He reached out his hands and said, "Come with me. Always come and rest with me a while." And so I went up on a hill with him. I collapsed sort of into him, wrapped my arms around his waist. I was clinging to him. I could feel him, as physical as we are, clinging to me. He put his right arm around my shoulder and supernaturally moved us to sit under a tree. And for as far as I could see into the distance, I couldn't see any sun, but everywhere was light. There were just fields, and it looked like the world, but it didn't, you know, a little bit, but I knew we weren't in the world. We were somewhere in heaven. Just looked out onto this great expanse in front of us, and I just wept, 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 cried out all the pain from all the years, all the difficulties that I'd ever faced. I think really looking back from the moment of conception to that point in my life, and my tears were washing his feet, and he just stroked my hair, and I just felt the waves of his love and his comfort and his kindness. I can actually feel him doing this now. I can feel comfort, his comfort flowing out of me while I'm sharing this with you. And my whole being was being shot through with light, shot through with life, shot through, bathed with peace, integrated, healed, made whole, washed, cleansed, completely born again. Literally, it's like reset moment. Everything to that point completely washed, everything new from that moment forward. So I could remember my life, but there was no sting in it. There was no reaction anymore. There was no triggering. It was just exquisite love filling me. And this is the love he has for all of us, you know, and the rest, the peace, the realm of confident rest, like the scriptures say. When we believe him, we enter the realm of confident rest. And it's as we're believing him, we tune back in, right? Don't we? We tune back into the reality of the realm of his presence within us and enfolding us. And that's what I literally physically experienced. And I felt like I was with him for hours. I'd gone outside of time, as I found out when I came back into conscious awareness of my earthly life again. I was in a hotel room at the time in the Seychelles on the island of Mahé. And I came back out of that experience feeling like I'd been gone for hours, and I did not have any conscious awareness of the earth, of my life here. For all of that experience, I was fully immersed with him, gone. Came back. I remember sitting on the bed in perfection, in wholeness. There was just, I'd gone from minutes before in fear, gripped with anxiety, risk managing behaviors, being offended, being disgusted, all the, you know, reacting to, in a very difficult behavioral dynamic in my relationship and just life, you know, and also driven by insecurities and things, as so many of us are, you know, to totally knowing that I was loved, totally knowing into the core of my being that I'm absolutely a child of God. I'm absolutely loved. He's absolutely for us. He's absolutely in us. He's absolutely with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is the answer to everything. He is life. It's all true. He's our resurrected king. And so all of that truth flooded into me and completely transform me. And he's in you right now. By his spirit, I'm just feeling this so strongly. He wants to reset you into rest, reset you through the experience of himself, and to notice how he speaks to you. Because as he speaks to you and as he gives you experiences of himself, you then inherit that understanding of who he is. And then that is the gift you give to other people. He is, because you know him that way. And what's authentic in your life is authentically able to be released from your life, right? We know this, but he's drawn my attention back to this recently with this, with me being obsessed with that we all live in peace and rest, right? He's like, oh, he's been showing me that was the first encounter you ever had with me. That was the gift I gave you. I gave you the gift of rest. I gave you the gift of wholeness, of understanding me, that I'm the truth. I am the way. I am life. And I am the solution to everything. He really is. See, one encounter with him transforms our life and becomes the message from our life, right? I mean, you, many of you will have heard me talk, share this before, but it's so strong in me. I just feel there's many of you that need to hear this again today and to experience him as rest, as love, to experience the unconditional love that he has for you, that you are the beloved of God and that every part of your heart would know that. And because when we do know that all over again, every day, right? We need this every day. We do rest. We, faith does freshly ignite inside of us. Supernatural grace does freshly dispense through us as we experience the love of God. All the insecurity melts away. The need to be, the need-driven behaviors, need of the affirmation or the approval of others, which is lovely, but we shouldn't be driven by the need for that. Right? When we experience the love of Jesus, all those needs are met that would drive our life in potentially unhealthy ways. That's what happened to me. And so I entered deep rest. So the thing that now drove my life was passion for more of him. But that was really delightful. And it's continued for 30 years. I just want to know him more and more and more. Like I know you do. More and more and more and more. I want to live in the fullness of the promises. I mean, some of the promises in the scriptures have been blowing me away. Recently, it's like, you know, when Holy Spirit just highlights things again to you, and it's like you've never seen that word before, and it just, the truth of it, the profoundness of it impacts you so much. Like, you know, the promises in scripture around thankfulness, for example. I had going off a little journey here, but just I'll come back. It's all connected. Just knowing him, trusting him, experiencing him, doing the word and experiencing him through the word, being discovered by him through the doorway of his word in the manner in which he wants to reveal himself to you, literally taking his word, literally, literally. So I've been blown away. I had a situation happened recently where my beautiful dog Minx, who I've had for 13 years, went home to be with Jesus, and it was very hard. And as many of you will know, when you've lost your furry family members, Minxie was a big part of our family, still is, but she's just in heaven now. So I was reeling in grief, and I began to suddenly, Adam, it was Holy Spirit helping me, just lying there going, oh Jesus, you know. Suddenly what poured out of my spirit was thankfulness. I began to just thank Jesus in the midst of the emotion. I was feeling it. I think it's very important to feel our emotions, right? Just not stay there, but feel them, give them to Jesus. Let his grace and his love pour through us and let the healing journey begin out of your relationship with him. I just started to say thank you. And as I gave thanks, I began to be filled with peace. I'll just read you. This is the scripture that I've been in because of this, right? Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And here's the verse that I want to highlight. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. Isn't that amazing? So that's his promise. That's the privilege of our new creation life experience now. As we do the word, we just simply begin to give thanks. And if you want to do some research around it, I was looking into one of the psychological journals to some research. When you give thanks, let's read actually. Okay, Robert Emmons, who is a leading gratitude researcher, has conducted many, many, many trials in many studies into the link between gratitude and well-being. They now know scientifically with evidence that when we live with a heart attitude of gratitude, we begin to live a life of thanksgiving, giving thanks in all things, because this is the will of God for your life, right? Giving thanks. This is why it's the will of God for your life, because it not only just keeps reconnecting us back to the reality that Jesus is there. He's our source of everything. He meets all of our needs. He's sovereignly over all of our circumstances. So the scientists, the psychologists can now see that as we give thanks, it effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. Grateful people sleep better, have improved self-esteem, have improved mental strength, have improved physical health, physical well-being, releases a chemical cascade that begins to enhance empathy, reduce aggression, and all other forms of toxic behaviors, including resentment, envy, and frustration. So the multitude of toxic emotions that we can cycle through as we are thankful, we are grateful, the chemistry, the biochemistry inside of us begins to solve the problem and reset us into a state of health, of happiness, releasing feel-good chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin, dopamine, and so forth. It's the wisdom of Jesus. It's how he's created us to live, isn't it? So amazing. The peace, when we're thankful, the peace comes. The peace comes. The one who is peace, we are reconnected to. And then body, soul, spirit, body, soul responds. And everything is bathed in peace. So I encourage you, and that happened to me. Literally, as I was in the grips of grief for my beautiful little, you know, dog, Minx, the peace of Jesus, as I was thanking him, thanking him, thanking him, the peace of Jesus began to guard my heart and mind and flood me and reset me. Isn't that amazing? Just the ways of God. It's the wisdom of God, the way we were created to live. And so I have a massive passion for all of us to live in the fullness of this, to be able to be so fast at regulating ourselves by doing the word of God, by living according to his ways, by living tuned in to his indwelling presence, staying sensorily aware of our oneness so that we can live in the intimacy and the incredible blessings that our union with Jesus provide for us, which is a life of wholeness, a transformed life because of knowing him, understanding his ways, trusting his heart, recognizing how loved we are into the very core of our heart, with his peace bathing us. So I encourage you, over the course of the next week, every time you begin to feel stress or anxiety or overwhelm or grief, it might be a situation like I've just walked through, just begin to turn your heart's attention again into Jesus and give thanks. And you will begin to tune back into the awareness of him. You'll begin to experience him again. Spend time in the scriptures. Read Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Just begin to grab hold of him through the doorway of his word again. Begin to step in, open your being up to experiencing him this way. Because when you do, and when your being starts to flood with, your spirit man starts to flood with peace, it's the Prince of Peace revealing himself to you this way, touching you again with that aspect of who he is. And then all the physical benefits and all the soul benefits will kick in as well. He's amazing, isn't he? So just in finishing, if you want to go deeper and deeper into this as well, like I said, just jump on to jointheimc.com and participate in the immersive experience into rest course, which it's really life-changing. So I just want to pray as we finish. Jesus, you are our Prince of Peace. Right now, wow, oof, there's his presence really strongly. Right now, I pray for my brother or my sister who's watching this or listening to this, that they will begin to experience you within them, the one who is rest. Do you know what the word rest means in Hebrew? Home. Isn't that amazing? So as you're turning in to the one who is rest right now, who's inside your spirit, you're coming home in the center of you, where God is. He is your home. He is the realm of confident rest. Rest, peace, is a person, right? He's a person. It's God resident within you. So I thank you, Jesus, for my brother and my sister completely saturated in your presence right now, that they will experience you as our beautiful God of peace, flooding their hearts like you did with me all those years ago, 30 years ago, meeting every need, flooding their heart with the experience of your love, flooding their being with your spirit, saturating every area where their soul has been damaged, hurt, bumped and bruised in the journey of their life, where they're in fear, anxiety, or overwhelm. Pour in right now, Holy Spirit. Pour in. Thank you, Lord. There is no no in you. You delight in meeting our every need from your riches and glory. And I thank you for every area of them, body and soul, Lord, whether if it's mental torment, if it's physical illness, if it's relational needs, whatever the need is, internal or in their world circumstances, I thank you for your peace being the solution today. You are peace, flooding through them, guarding their heart and mind, restoring them, transforming them, making them whole, filling them with light, completely dissolving all toxic emotion, all toxic thinking, that they would have a grace on them to do your word, to see the wisdom of the scriptures and to experience you through the doorway of your word. That they would feel you drawing them to yourself in a way beyond anything that they've ever known before. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the encounters they've already had with you. Thank you for the many, many more rich encounters, even this week, even now, even today, that they will have with you. That every part of their heart would be alive in the experience of who you are. Convinced of your love, flooded with your peace, whole, confident, powerful, at rest, living new creation life through union with you. Wow. Amen. Amen. Oh, have the most amazing rest of your week. And I will see you again next week. God bless.
Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.
Anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And here's the verse that I want to highlight. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. Isn't that amazing?